That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. Man, it is a season opener. We took a couple of weeks off from the podcast, and there have been a ton of changes in the radiology market since then. I'm here with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you, man?
Doing good, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And we are keeping a pulse on the radiology market for you today. And it has been quite a ride, hasn't it, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. It is something else out there.
We have seen a lot with remote radiology kind of bursting onto the scene in an even larger way than it ever has in the past year. We've seen the market adjust and different things are happening. One of the things that we were talking about in our staff meeting today is how since there are so many places that are open to remote radiology that have never really considered remote radiologists before, that is leaving a large chunk of radiology unattended. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, the interventional side of things.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chuck, what are you seeing out there, man?
Well, I mean, it's like a kind of a like a just a piece of clay. I mean, there's something out there for everybody.
There is absolutely something for everybody out there.
It's I would just say that, you know, I mean, the employers are not going to be excited about this, but really the radiologist, you know, if they are not happy in any part of their job, I mean, it's, you know, obviously, you know, they're not going to be happy 100% of the time about everything. But if there's something that they really want different, like a different schedule, more pay for, you know, I don't want to say less work, but I will say it, more pay for less work, depending on where they're coming from. I mean, there's so many ways that they can better their situation. And the market right now, the employers know that. And they're, you know, from, you know, when we're talking to somebody, leaving one group or going to a different situation, I mean, almost 100% of the time, we have to deal with a strong counteroffer because that group comes back and says, no, hey, you know what, man, we've been trying to recruit. So whatever you're saying you want, we'll give you. Some groups don't bend. They don't do it. And, you know, they may be in a different situation. And I'm not saying, you know, people should take advantage, you know, just do this just to do this. But, you know, the market is, you know, candidate driven, you know,
was definitely candidate driven. I mean, a lot of times it almost seems like the husband that's taking his wife for granted until she's out the door and he's like, baby, I'll make the changes. And unfortunately, whenever someone makes a change because someone's threatening to leave, it's usually a difficult place to come back from. I'll tell you one of the things that I've seen quite a bit. And I know that in our conversation a little while ago, you'd mentioned that you spoke with two people as well. That are kind of doing the same thing. There are a lot
today.
There are a lot of interventional guys out there since the diagnostic side of things is taken care of with the remote guys. There's a lot of these interventional guys that are kind of doing their own thing, and they're becoming employees of the hospital. They're doing their own individual practices. And if you're in a hospital situation and you're having an easier time getting the remote side of things covered, if you need your interventional taken care of, I want to encourage you to reach out to us, because we've got a lot of these interventional guys that would say, hey, listen, you know what? I would like to just kind of do an independent thing with the hospital there. And, you know, and they usually can get to work the schedule that they're wanting to work and be compensated the way that they would like to be compensated. And it's kind of a win-win situation.
Interventional can 100% of the time almost be elective, except in, I guess, emergent situations. But I mean, everything can be scheduled Monday through Friday, you know, all these OBLs and all these surgery centers, they're everywhere and they're filling up with vascular surgeons and interventional radiologists doing all the vein work, the peripheral vascular, all that stuff. And, you know, it's just that they can make their own schedules and, you know, they can make quite a bit of money. And
it's been really interesting, you know, because I've actually spoke with quite a few vascular centers recently, and the vascular surgeons and the interventional guys that do the vascular work, it almost feels a little bit like the Bloods and the Crips. They're kind of both saying, hey, you know, we want this territory. And, you know, then you got the cardiologists that are trying to find someone to do their PADs and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a very evolving market.
Well, you know, with all the diabetes out there and all that stuff, I mean, it all leads to, you know, so everybody just needs to quit eating sugar. No, I'm just kidding. But it does create a market, the diabetes, just as far as
kidding,
like,
not kidding, right?
For all these procedures and stuff, it all stems from that. But, you know, the market is just, if I was a, you know, radiologist looking, whether general, you know, so the general and the interventional, that's kind of the dilemma, because the groups have mixed that up. They have interventional guys. You know, what we see happening more often than not is the hospital will hire an interventional guy. And then, you know, the interventional guy do 100% interventional, and then they'll farm out the, you know, the radiology, the general radiology, you know, via remote. And it works pretty good like that. And, you know, if there's a local interventional guy that wants to go to the hospital and, you know, hit the hospital up, they can make a good deal, make a good package with them. And, sure. You know, and if they want to keep their reading skills up, then they can do that on the side. They can sign up with somebody and read remote on the side. I mean, it's just, you know, it's wide open what people want to do.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you, I've spoken with several interventional radiologists in the past few weeks that are laying down interventional because they can make just as much, if not more, doing remote radiology.
Yeah, true.
But there's, you know, there's the tangent of guys out there that absolutely just love it. I mean, they eat, breathe, and sleep interventional radiology, and, you know, they want to do the interventional, even though maybe they could have a remote gig that would reimburse them a little bit better. So if you are an interventional radiologist and there's a specific area, whether it's a small town or a large town, and you're looking for an opportunity, I want to encourage you to call us, reach out to us. Our number here at the office is 817-483-4300, and you can talk to anybody that answers the phone. They will gladly forward you to Chuck or myself. Chuck's extension is 1001. Mine is 1002. And we can definitely find out a little bit more about what you're looking for. And if we don't already have a client in that neck of the woods, a lot of times we can reach out to all of the players that would be options for you and get you the best possible deal.
Right. So here's how we can help with that. So we can just be very confidential. We can, you know, we can find things out without letting people know, you know, who's in town and who's looking and all that stuff. And we can, you know, give them an update and see if we can't, you know,
better their situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So you were talking about the reimbursement for the interventional and for the opposed to the general. So the interventional guys going to work. And so we've talked about this from our very first podcast.
Sure.
Something's going to have to give on the interventional. What I see happening is I see an interventional guy going to a hospital saying, hey, I want to be an employee of the hospital and I want you to pay me X. And they can. The hospitals, you know, they're usually, for lots of reasons, able to, you know, pay more. And so they don't have to, you know, and the hospitals, they want the interventional service. That's the dilemma, because a lot of these groups do interventional. A lot of the general guys do it. They don't want to do it. You know, so if an interventional guy goes to the hospital, says, hey, you know, I want to, you know, employ me, and then, you know, let the general guys do general, and then, or farm it out to a telerad group, whatever. And then everybody has so many options. Then it's more of like, who's giving the best service, you know, who is, you know, the easiest to deal with. And the biggest thing that everybody really needs to upgrade and pay a lot of attention to, you know, from what, this is just from our viewpoint, everybody we're talking to now, the most is the PAC system, you know, and the IT. The availability of an IT person, you know, because, you know, you have somebody on the West Coast work reading off the East Coast, you know, you have to, that has to be fluid. And, you know, because you get a high volume reader, you know, if he's down an hour a day or 2 hours a week or whatever, those guys are going to leave.
Because, absolutely.
Yeah, because they can't.
So, and for those of you that have radiology groups, if you're looking for a PAC system administrator, we can absolutely help you find one of those too. I mean, we have an executive side of things that that reaches out. We know where all the bodies are buried when it comes to radiology. But, you know, if that's in the most accurate statement I think I've heard all day. If there is a breakdown in the process that is hindering the radiologist from making the money, like, because I've probably had more people ask what PAC system the hospital or the radiology group is using in the past 90 days than I have over the past decade. I mean, it's just people are becoming much more, it's just kind of like radiologists are becoming much more aware of how much they're being reimbursed per RVU. When there's been smoke and mirrors for so long, people are clearly trying to define and figure out what it is exactly that they're being reimbursed for. And I know that when you look at the CMS chart, that if you take CTs, there's like so many variations of what someone can bill for, whether it's 2.5 RVUs or 2.2 or 2.1. So, I mean, I understand there's a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of fluidity to that. But people are paying attention to how much they're being reimbursed. They're paying attention to what type of equipment that they're using. And it's making a difference.
Yeah, so the one of the, you know, so what's going to balance the market? Obviously, more radiologists would or what have you, but you know, is and we're seeing it. So the day jobs are just not paying as much. The heavy readers want to do the second shift, like the 4 to midnight or 3 to 11 or whatever. You know, the overnights. I mean, those tend to kind of lean toward the hourly pay. You know, $400-$500 an hour. 400's low. 500. People are asking is what they want, and they don't want a ton of volume overnight, and there's not as much overnight usually, you know. But the heavy hitters are all going for the 7 on 7 off, the 4 to 12, you know, 3 to 11, whatever, and pay per click, they're good with that, or pay per case. You know, day shifts are just every, you know, probably 8 out of 10 people that we talk to that are looking, you know, they want day shifts and no weekends. And so you get to, you know, carving off the weekends and only working Monday through Friday, I mean, you could absolutely expect not to be paid as much. I mean, you can, sure. You know, it's just, you know, and then.
They got to kind of bring a little bit of balance to the force, because everybody wants to, they want the day shift hours and no weekends, but they want to get paid like they're working night shift. And, you know, it's just, it's not where the market is.
Well, if everybody paid the, you know, the same, I guess, for the days, and then, you know, put a lot of extra money into the evenings where there's just tons of volume, and then took care of their overnight guys, you know, then, you know, maybe more people would be looking for the, you know, the evenings, or because they're really, there's, you know, 80% of the people look for, want the day shifts and don't want the weekends. And I think a lot of that has to do with burnout and all that stuff.
Well, a lot of the younger generation that's coming onto the scene now too, they have different expectations when it comes to work-life balance. I mean, like I talked to somebody the other day, they want to work a 4-day work week and day shift, 4-day work week. And there are people that, like you said at the beginning of the broadcast, there is something out there for everybody, because there are people that are willing to do that.
Well, to put the burden on, you know, like if somebody wants say to work 3.5 days, you know, they take the burden on and find a different person to work with you and just split a full-time job.
Absolutely.
You know? And then, because when you present yourself as a full-time, you know, employee, even if it's two, I know that sounds crazy, but you know,
we've done it. I mean, we placed, just even last month, we placed two guys that were covering a full-time slot.
Yeah, true. But if you have somebody that, you know, tells us all the time, hey, I want to work 3.5-4 days a week or whatever, you know, fine. But then we tell the reason I get this from, we tell the hiring employer, hey, we've got somebody that wants to work 4 days a week. They say, well, you know, that kind of jacks me up on the schedule for, you know, Friday or Saturday or 2 days a week or whatever. So if you can find somebody that wants to cover the other 3 days or however, you know, whatever it is, then, you know, yeah, I'll take them both, you know.
Absolutely. So, hey, if you're in that situation, if you are not having the success that you wish that you were having in your recruiting, and you would like to explore creative options to help fill your slots in a timely manner, I know that we've been saying this for 90 days straight, but you know, first of all, if you've got folks, if you've got boots on the ground, but they are absolutely overburdened and overworked, a remote radiologist can come in and immediately bring some relief and lighten the load. And
people that were telling us 2 weeks ago they don't want a remote person are now interviewing remote people.
Absolutely. There are people that I thought in a million years would never, ever consider remote radiologists that finally said, you know what, I think it's time. And I know that COVID kind of made people reevaluate that a little bit too. But, you know, the bottom line is the market is what the market is. And, you know, the good thing about bringing on a remote person is a lot of times they already have a state license, and you literally can bring them on in about the time that it takes to get them credentialed. And you know, but for those of you that are in it for the long game and you're willing to work with someone that doesn't have a current state license, then we've got some great remote guys too.
And if, you know, if you're looking for something that is, you know, just security where it's Monday through Friday, you're willing to kind of work a weekend every, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 weekends a year, you know, people are starting to do that. You don't have to work as many weekends, but, you know, then you've get the, you know, the 40, 50,000 to your retirement, you get the health insurance, you know, you might make 450, you know, maybe a little more, but you have the whole benefit package and they're not crushing you with volume. You're doing, you know, 50, 60 RVUs a day, you know, getting 10 weeks off a year, you know, the weekends are not bad and you've got backup and all that stuff. And those are, you know, remote jobs. We also have, you know, the people that just say, listen, I want to make seven figures. I don't care about the structure, whatever. Just I can make seven figures. I don't need benefits or I'll take benefits, whatever. I just want the volume and I want the structure to be able to, and the atmosphere or the environment to be able to do that. You know, we've got those. If somebody wants, time's more important, like I said, just, you know, maybe we'll get two people for one slot. But, you know, there's something for everybody out there.
There is. Speaking of opportunities for different people, I know that a couple of the ones that I wanted to highlight, we're looking for general radiologists for a beautiful area of Mississippi. That fantastic practice to work with. These guys are great. You would love talking to them. If you have ties to Mississippi, they would be a good bunch of folks for us to put you in touch with. We've got some folks that have some imaging centers in Metro Southern Texas that, I mean, there's like about 10 different ways that they're willing to slice the cookie to accommodate someone. If they want to be 1099, if they want to be an employee situation, they would start someone off at 450 with 8 weeks vacation, working a smooth day shift, or they would give you 16% of gross volume. I mean, there are great opportunities that are out there right now. If you are interested in finding out what is out there in the market, we would love to connect with you. Reach out to us. Number here at the office is 817-483-4300. You can also go to our website, hiresps.com. That's hiresps.com. We post all of our most recent jobs on there. Plus, you can search through our website for all of the jobs that we've previously posted. You can check out any of our social media, and we post all the stuff on there too. But you also can take a look at whenever we find a radiologist that's looking for a specific schedule and they have specific state licenses, we post profiles about these candidates on our website too. So if you have a specific slot that you're trying to cover, then that's a great resource for you too. We might just have someone that's already in the bullpen that might be a player for you. Chuck, are there any things that you want to highlight today?
Well, I want to say that we work with some groups in the DFW area here. Mm-hmm. We don't work with all of them. We work with some of them, and the ones we work with are the best ones. And if anybody's looking in this area, you know, we know with any fellowship, you know, or any schedule, remote or on-site, you know, contact us because we can.
Great group to work with, man. Great guys. But, yeah, reach out to us. We've got gigs in San Antonio, gigs in Houston. We've got gigs. I'm working on,
I mean, some. We're probably getting at least one or two new opportunities a day.
Yeah, like, so, I mean,
at least finding out about them.
And we're, so, you know, as we're, as we're helping people discover exactly what it is that they're looking for, I think that the thing that has been very interesting on my side of the table, Chuck, is that there are a lot of folks that there is a lot of folks that are thinking outside of the box of how they can secure a candidate now, because they can see the fire on the horizon that, and there's a lot of groups that we've worked with for 10 years that have folks that are retiring, and they're like, hey man, we've got two people retiring next year. We need to get some folks in the bullpen here. So we've got the opportunities.
We do. We do. That's all I got.
But yeah. And so also, if you are, if you're looking for, if you're a hospital administrator and you've got your diagnostic covered, but you need some interventional help, reach out to me. My name is Doug Dayton. My number here at the office is 817-483-4300, extension 1002. I can talk to you about the different options to get an interventional guy on site to do your things. If you have an OBL and you're looking for someone to do your peripheral vascular work, whether it's an interventional radiologist or a vascular surgeon that does all the peripheral work, we can help you out with that too. Feel free to reach out to us. And if you need any other specialties, we don't exclusively do radiology. It's just that right now the radiology market is hopping. But I'm Doug Dayton. I'm the CMO king here at Summit, and I'm here with Chuck Jeter.
And we'll give if you want to know what your situation is compared to the rest of the market, we'll give you a free consultation.
Absolutely.
If you're a candidate looking. And I mean, we'll tell you. I mean, somebody was telling me yesterday that, you know, they basically are staying where they're at for the benefits, and so. But they love the job. No, they love the job and everything, but they didn't want to leave because of the benefits. And, you know, but their benefits were going to run out after a year or something. And, you know, so I said, well, why don't you, just ask them for, the benefits or whatever. And we started talking, and they thought that was a great idea. You know, they just didn't think about it. But, you know, how many times in this market have we worked with somebody for a long time and then come to find out that, you know, their situation is, you know, we didn't really dig down deep enough. And now, you know, so we do that now. And so because we have more information of what the market is.
Sure.
And so we can tell people if, you know, their situation can be better. We'll be honest. Because we know at the end of the day, I mean, they're going to do what's best for them. And if we spend 3 months, you know, trying to get them to go somewhere, then, you know, they're going to figure it out and say, oh, no, I'm going to stay because it's better here. So we do that in the first phone call.
Well, you know, I've heard you say, like, just in passing, because we have an open office concept here where most of our offices don't have walls. So whenever we're passing by, there's a lot of times I will hear Chuck make the phrase, hey, listen, you've got a great gig. And if we hear about something that can better your situation, I will definitely reach out to you. But I know, Chuck, the other day, I was checking out the computer up front, and I just happened to walk past whenever you're talking to a candidate that, I mean, I thought that this was someone that we were pretty far along in the process with, but they had received another offer from a previous interview with another organization, and they were like, hey, you know, I know that I worked with someone else to get this gig, but I trust you. Would you mind taking a look at this agreement with me and giving me your thoughts? And, I heard you give them solid advice and just say, hey, listen, you know, this is great, but a lot of the things that you told me that you were looking for are not in this agreement. And in fact, some of the things that you said were hard no's from you are in this agreement. And sometimes it's good to have a fresh set of eyes, take a look at things.
And then the person went back to the people that were trying to hire her, and she said, yeah, that's right, hey, I want this, this, and this. And guess what? They gave it to her.
Yeah. So, but you know what, and we look at recruiting as a long game. I mean, because, you know, we build relationships with doctors all the time, and we might not have something for them that can better their situation right now, but if we hear about something 2 or 3 years from now, we keep detailed notes in our database. We know what everybody is looking for. Chuck and I both say it all the time. We know where the bodies are buried when it comes to radiology.
The beautiful thing about if an organization will get the right people, then it doesn't make any difference from that day forward. They have to pay attention and go with the market and keep updated on the market, because if a person lives in, say, Texas here, and you have a group of 10 people and everybody's happy today, well, if some, and but they live all over the country, then somebody, they all switched places that they live, you know, over the next 5 years, it doesn't make any difference, because yep. they're all in your group all over the country. What the groups have to pay attention to is the market, keeping up with the market, and keeping their people happy.
Yeah, and part of that, that's such a critical thing to bring up too, Chuck, because I think that there is someone that just retired that I know that I talked to them probably several times over the past year, and they were not mentally shifting their paradigm that the market was not the same as it was 2 or 3 years ago.
That's kind of normal though, because the radiology's been like it has been for so long, and now this you know, the remote deal just has,
it changed everything, man. But you know, and I get it, you know, especially when you get someone that's been in the same place for like 20 or 30 years, they've paid their dues, they've done their time, they, and now they're having to adjust their, the way that they're viewing their opportunity, because these people are coming in and they're wanting equal parity from day one. They're wanting to be partners after 6 months. A lot of these places don't even have partnership tracks. They just wait a year until, you know, they get voting rights. So, well, I mean, it's.
Yeah. So we'll also help any big organization, any CEO, a practice administrator of any radiology group or whatever, hospital CEO, if somebody wants to contact us. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, I was on a conference call with, I won't say who, but one of the, a really big organization here in the country, and they were basically wanting our input, you know, for what the market's like compared to what they're offering and things like that. And we, you know, we're happy to, you know, share the info, because I mean, there's, you know, if you had 10 times the recruiters, all the work still couldn't get done.
Well, I was in that meeting, and the thing that, you know, a lot of times people, they want a, they want an unbiased opinion, and they ask, hey, what do people in the market think about us? And I heard Chuck tell them the absolute unadulterated truth, and I think that it kind of shocked them a little bit, but it, you know, at least they became self-aware at that point, so... But, man, we appreciate you guys tuning in. We're excited for this next season of the podcast, and we'll keep you posted on any radiology jobs. Chuck, do you have any parting words?
Thank God it's cooled off.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, have a fantastic day.